Chapter 2. I shuddered as I realized that somebody must have removed at least my skirt and panties while I was unconscious. They had seen the most private part of my body and stripped it of what I had always considered natural protection from prying eyes. I remembered how, when I was a teenager, I had been so excited when my pubic hair had begun to grow because I thought it meant I was a real woman. I had no longer looked like a little girl down there. Now that was gone. Well, whoever had kidnapped me could obviously do terrible things to me if I was unconscious. But I was no longer unconscious. I made up my mind in an instant. Despite Cumbucket's warning, I knew what I had to do. I had to fight. I had to try to escape. There were obviously no windows in the bedroom, the bathroom, or the other room with the chair. Had Cumbucket called with that the torture room? Perhaps the doors were not that sturdy, though. Maybe I could break the lock on the bedroom door. I ran over and pushed on it with all my might. To my astonishment, it opened outward almost immediately, and I fell onto the floor in front of a pair of cowboy boots. I looked up into a strangely familiar face. Curly blonde hair, green eyes, and a strong jaw, which now had an extra day's worth of stubble. It was the man I had met in the club. The man I'd slapped. "Well, well, well," he said in a voice that I would have considered kind if I didn't know better. "Looks like you will have to be punished already." "Punished?" I said in a confused voice, as I could manage. Perhaps I could still talk my way out of this if he thought I had not seen the DVD. "What the hell are you talking about?" "You were given very specific orders to strap yourself into the chair in the other room," he said. "Instead of doing that, you immediately tried to break down a door. You have disobeyed an order, and you have to be punished." "You must be watching me somehow from outside," I thought in a panic. The door was still open behind him. I tried to run past him, but he caught me easily by the arm and threw me into the floor. My God, was he strong! "Now I'm going to ask you one question," he said to me as I lay on the floor and looked up at him. "If you answer this question correctly, I'll forget about your escape attempt. If you answer incorrectly, I'll proceed with your punishment. Here is your question. What is your name?"
Vivian,
I stammered. "I'm afraid that is not correct," he said. "I believe your name is Please Rape My Pussy. The punishment will commence." He clapped his hands, and six men, all of them at least 6 feet tall and made of muscle, rushed into the room behind him. One of them asked him, "What do you want us to do, Matt?" In a remarkably calm voice, "Just grab her and hold her down. Pin her arms and legs to the floor and don't let her move. Make sure she is on her back." "Gotcha. Do you want us to spread her legs?" "No, not yet. I've got something new planned I want to try." Upon hearing this, I scrambled to my feet and tried to run. I did not know what Matt had planned for me, but I was not eager to find out. Unfortunately, there was really nowhere for me to go in such a small room. Within seconds, I was cornered and forced to the ground. Two men placed their hands on my biceps and held them to the ground. Two other men did the same to my thighs. One man put his full weight on my shoulders. "Greg, lay on the floor and hold your arm over her stomach, just below her tits. I just want to be sure she can't suddenly jerk them out of the way." "Okay, sure," said one of the men as he took up his position. With the men so arranged, I found that it really was impossible for me to move my breast. Did Matt plan on touching them, fondling them? Once more tears began to leak from my eyes. "Hey, look, she's crying," said the man holding my shoulders. "Oh yeah, she'll be crying a lot more before we're through with her," said Matt as he bent down and undid the buttons on my blouse. "Anyone want to bet her tit size?" "She's about a B cup," said one of the men holding my thigh. "No, bigger," said the man opposite him. "C cup." Matt undid the last of the buttons in my blouse over my bra. "Oh God, her bra's got a clasp on the front. I don't have to cut it now." He undid the clasp and exposed me. "Oh yeah, those are C-cups. Nice and firm, too." "Hey, Matt, come on, tell us what you're going to do," said the man on the shoulders again. If you're planning on just sucking her nips or something, that's not really much of a punishment. I wouldn't have come down here just to see that. Oh, no. I've got something much better than that, said Matt as he removed a small box from the pocket of his jeans. I'm going to pierce her nips. Well, one of them, at least. As soon as I heard this, a surge of adrenaline shot through my body. I was able to lift my shoulders off the ground just for a moment, but the men quickly got me under control again. I definitely was not expecting this. Look how wide her eyes just got, chuckled Matt. I think she may have learned a lesson now. She knows she can't give us the wrong answers. No, stop, please, I screamed. Please, please, please stop. Please don't hurt me. Please stop. I'll do whatever you want. I'm sorry. I didn't do what you told me. I'm so sorry. Please, please, please don't pierce my nipple. I'm so scared of needles. My name is Please Rape My Pussy. I'm Please Rape My Pussy. But they didn't stop. Matt grabbed my left breast with one hand and squeezed hard, pinching my nipple between his thumb and index finger. I knew there would be a bruise marks the next day. I tried to jerk myself free of this grasp, but failed miserably. I was no match for 7 strong men. Matt used his other hand to position the tip of the needle to the side of my helpless little nipple. With a shock, I realized it was much more erect than it usually was, almost as if I had rubbed it with an ice cube. The needle began pushing through my sensitive flesh, and there was nothing I could do but scream. As I felt it being pulled out the other side, I looked down and saw a piece of fishing line now ran through my nipple. Matt used a pair of scissors to cut the string to about 6 inches. He reached into his pocket again and pulled out a lead fishing weight that I now guess weighed about 1 ounce. He threaded one end of the string through the weight and tied the 2 ends together. There you go, said Matt as he stood up. Keep holding her down while I talk to her for a minute. The rest of the men nodded. Now, what is your name? My name is Please Rape My Pussy, I sobbed. Oh, nice to meet you, Please Rape My Pussy. Now, you were given directions. If you think you can follow those directions, we'll let you up. If you can't follow those directions, we'll have to pierce your other nip. Do you think you can follow the directions you were given? Yes, I can. Good girl. Just so we are sure you understand, I want you to tell me what those directions were. I'm supposed to go into the room with the chair. I'm supposed to strap my legs into the chair so they are wide open and cannot move at all. Then I am supposed to put my hands in the handcuffs at the top of the chair. Why is it important to strap your legs tightly? Because that will allow easy access to my vagina. Good. Now, in a moment I'm going to tell these guys to let you up. As soon as they do, you follow your directions. If you don't follow your directions, we will rip out your new jewelry. Do you understand? Yes, I cried miserably. I understand. Good. Okay, guys, let her up. The men stood up quickly, and I ran as fast as I could to my chair.